Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For Mitt Romney to say he's the economic heavyweight, this is a man who doesn't understand, conservative principles. Conservatives don't go out and say, I'm going to create jobs and I'm going to change the economy. I'm going to manage the economy. Just the opposite. What we believe in is getting government out of the way, creating opportunity, and let the private sector do these things.
We appreciate the fact that you're going to be out voting on Tuesday. I need you to vote multiple times, though. This is Chicago, right?
There's Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney campaigning in Illinois. The presidential race, GOP contenders, that's where we get started in another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's from Fox, Melissa Francis and Steve Ducey talking to Donald Trump. Mitt Romney's recent comments about how successful he's been are the focus of the conversation.
You know, Donald, he says he's not embarrassed, but I've often wondered why he doesn't turn that argument around and say, you know, I've made $250 million for myself from nothing. Look what I've done. You know, I can do the same for the country. He kind of doesn't really go out there and sell that. What advice would you give him on that front? I mean, do you think that's a good idea?
Right. I've said that, and I've actually discussed it, and he should be very proud. He's done a great job. He's made a lot of money. He's put a lot of people to work. And it's really wonderful to, you know, to hear that he's talking about the American dream, because ultimately what he's doing is talking about something very sacred to us. That's the American dream, and that's a good thing.
Right. I want you to hear what David Axelrod said yesterday about Mitt Romney and his economic credentials. David Axelrod came out flying because President Obama's approval rating is dropping. Listen.
I do watch him parading around the state calling himself an economic heavyweight, and it's the same pitch that he made in 2002 to the people in Massachusetts. And what happened? Massachusetts went from 10th in the nation in job creation to 47th. Their debt went up 16.5%. Government jobs grew at six times the rate of private sector jobs. If that makes you, if he thinks he's an economic heavyweight, he must be looking in a funhouse mirror, because that is not the record of an economic heavyweight.
Donald, your reaction?
Well, I have to say this. President Obama is a complete and total disaster. And I really believe that his statement, his soundbite last week, that the President of the United States has absolutely no power over oil prices or gasoline powers, could lose him the election. And I think if oil prices go up, he will in fact lose the election, and it won't even be that close.
In fact, he's doing well.
Yeah, but Romney's going to win in Illinois, and I think he's doing very well, and we'll see what happens. But I just think that the soundbite that Obama gave last week, that he has absolutely no power to do anything about oil prices, was amazing.
And the thing about that is, Donald, as you recall, back in 2008, he was making the same arguments about then-senator running for president, about, look, you know, we need to be doing this and this and this. Okay, he's got 3 years under his belt. You would have thought he had done some of that stuff. He did none of it, and now we're in a pickle.
Well, and he did lots of votes, like debt limit votes, and then he went against that, and he does lots of things and did lots of things before he was president that all of a sudden he turned on. But if you look at what is happening with oil prices, we are in a very fragile state, the economy. And you look at what's taking place with respect to oil prices, it could be the end of the economy, but it could also be the end of Obama.
The energy secretary who said that it would be a good thing if energy prices went, gas prices went up, actually got the job after that statement and then had to walk it back last week. It was not a good week. The 17-minute video came out. Tom Hanks is voicing it over. He talks about how the president is dealing with adversity. Is that a good move on his part?
Well, you have to do something. You're running for president. You're in there. I mean, he spends most of, he must spend 95% of his time running for president, using the beautiful Boeing 747 to go from place to place at taxpayer expense, because believe me, they reimburse us a very tiny portion of that. But look, he is running. He does need videos. If Tom Hanks, who I like very much, is going to get involved in a video, then Obama got lucky. But the fact is that, you know, when you run for office, you do good videos about yourself, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
No, without question. Although it is the message and it's the record, of course. This was Britt Hume this weekend reacting to it.
He will be judged not on the basis of who started the trouble, but whether he finished it, whether he got us out of these ditches that we're in a number of ways. And I think that's what has to worry the president. And, of course, all the attempts to lay blame, I think, are politically foolish. They seem small, petty, weak. Look, winners take responsibility. Losers blame others.
Is that true? You agree?
Well, I think it's very well said, actually. I mean, we are in trouble. We've got a lot of things going wrong. Other countries, you look at what's going to China, it's boomtown USA. China, what's happening to China because of the USA is incredible, because we're rebuilding China. We are simply, and nobody talks about it, we are rebuilding China. You look at what's going on over there. Then you look at the OPEC nations. You look at others. They're doing so well. And look at us. We're doing not well at all.
Up now in a few moments, more on today's primary on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compound and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
The Hot Topics in Talk Radio. The focus here is on today's primary and the continuing four-man race. Here's host Jonathan Brandmeier talking to Senator John McCain about why people just don't seem to be able to get excited about Mitt Romney yet.
Why are people not excited about Mitt Romney? What has he not done?
Well, first of all, in the case of Sarah Palin, what shouldn't it be of interest that 4 years later they're still trying to tear her down?
Yeah,
they're still attacking her. You know, stop. You know,
I have to tell you, I enjoyed her. I really did. I thought
she
it was
energized
some...
our party.
Absolutely,
she beat the gift that keeps on giving, Joe Biden, in the debate that she had with him. So I'm very proud of her. But I think what Mitt has to do here is like today he's giving. Giving a speech on the economy. Whether I like it or not, the focus of this campaign is jobs and the economy. I don't have to tell anybody in the state of Illinois. So he's got to focus a lot more on that particular issue. And I happen to admire him, appreciate him. I think he's got the background and the knowledge to get our economy going again. And by the way, I did serve with Rick Santorum. I saw him and fought him on his earmark pork barrel projects, which is corruption. We had members of Congress go to federal prison, and for that, with that record, to say that you're a conservative, frankly, just defies the facts and the record.
But Senator, it seems as if Governor Romney is not acting himself, or he's not comfortable being himself. He's coming up with cheesy grits and things like that, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You try sometimes to inject humor into a campaign, and maybe that you shouldn't. No campaign is mistake-free. But I also would argue that any misstatement that he makes is somehow really exploited. When he said, "I enjoy firing people," you, all of us enjoy firing people that you sign a contract with and they don't fulfill the terms of the contract. Right. That's what he was talking about.
No.
He enjoyed firing people.
Well, of course, they're going to jump on every word you say. Sure. This is a dangerous thing you're in. This business called politics is a dangerous, crazy business. I would say this is
a collision sport.
It is. You got to be thick-skinned. There's no question about that. But you bring up, I think maybe you say, sometimes you see Mitt Romney, you think, oh, that seems fake. But you know what? The one thing out of this movie, book, whatever you didn't like or didn't see, I will tell you that I thought was great. Somebody just said to Sarah Palin, listen, Sarah, just put the notes down and be yourself. Yeah. And when when she was herself or when you are yourself, you drop the notes and you go like this. This is who I am. I think that's what the people resonate with. They see that and they go, oh, okay.
I think that's right. And I also think it's important to note he has a wonderful wife, 5 sons, 16 grandchildren. He's a good and decent person and a good and decent family. And he and I had a very, very tough primary. Nothing like the negatives that are associated with this primary. But afterwards, he worked hard for my campaign. We became friends, Cindy and I, and Ann and Mitt, and I grew to admire and respect him. And so, and by the way, I'd also like to point out, you tell me how anybody else can beat Barack Obama.
Radio man Steve McIntosh with ABC's Alex Stone about today's primary in Illinois.
Looking at Illinois, I'll bet they've got a lot of delegates at stake.
Yeah, they do have quite a few delegates at stake here, 54 that are up for grabs tomorrow night. But Rick Santorum, like we've seen in past races, especially in this area of the country, he's in a bit of a disadvantage because he failed to file in 4 congressional districts. So the maximum he can gain is 44. But this is a race that both Santorum and Romney fighting very, very hard right now. A very symbolic victory with Chicago for whoever gets it. We haven't seen Gingrich here at all, and Ron Paul was here for one day last week and then left. But this is really a race between Santorum and Romney in this state.
What does it look like as far as commercials and ads and so forth?
Well, they both been spending quite a bit, although Romney has outspent by about 7-1 Santorum in this state. He has spent with his campaign alone around $1 million. The super PAC that supports Romney, about $4 million, $3.5 million. So he has spent quite a bit of money in this state. The airwaves here on radio and TV are full of ads, especially Romney ads, because of the amount of money that they've spent. But Santorum has also been spending money here. So it almost looks like when you turn on the radio and on the TV that it's before a full election day instead of just a primary, because so much money has been spent in this state.
Okay, so what's the approximate count now? How many delegates does Romney have and Santorum have?
Well, pulling up the numbers here, Romney is at 520-something. I'm just looking for it in front of me. Santorum is 2-something. So Romney is still at a very comfortable lead. His campaign will still tell you that they essentially have the nomination, that there's no way anybody else can catch up. Santorum's campaign says still that is not true, that they've seen the wins in the South. They believe that they'll have a good weekend, especially with Louisiana coming up, that they feel they can catch up without a problem, although the Romney campaign says no. But here, it could be a big delegate drop, depending on who can pick up the delegates. At this point, if you look at the polling in Illinois, Romney has the advantage here, although that advantage is tightening a bit. We've seen in the polling numbers as things have been getting a lot closer.
And Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul kind of have to select their targets from here on out. They just don't have enough money to stay in there on all of them, do they?
Well, and Gingrich has focused a lot on the South. He's been doing campaigning the last few days in Louisiana. That's a state and in the territory. Obviously, he won Georgia. He's done better in the South, so he's focusing his efforts there. He doesn't do quite as well up here in the Midwest, where he's seen in Ohio and in Michigan that things haven't gone his way.
Up in a few minutes, the move to Afghanistan. What do we do and when do we do it? That's next here on the Countdown.
The
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So those of you who have firm opinions on this, you want to get into the queue at 800-510-8255 on Afghanistan. Here's National Security Expert K.T. McFarland talking to Steve Gill on his radio program about the number of problems a lot of soldiers are dealing with, and the kinds of things, in fact, that may have led to last week's civilian shooting.
If this guy is tried and found guilty, he should be punished. It's
absolutely
a horrendous crime, and it's got to greatly affect the ability of our military to carry out their mission in Afghanistan and to withdraw from Afghanistan. So that being said, however, I think that what we should do is look at the bigger picture and how is our military being treated? You know, how are our military and political leaders treating our military men and women? I started hearing about it in about 2006 when I was running for the U.S. Senate from New York, and I traveled all around New York State, and I'd go to a lot of veterans groups, and women would come up to me and say, you know, my son is coming back from Iraq, and he's got a drinking problem. He never used to have a drinking problem. Or my son-in-law is beating up my daughter, and he never had a temper. And so what's going on? And it was the first signs that the military was so overstressed by the continuous deployments, the longer deployments, and that we were starting to develop mental health issues in the military that we were not, A, recognizing, and B, once we even recognized them, we weren't dealing with them. And I think it's what that has done is sort of ripped a veil, so we can see now that the military, in fact, was starting to break. Our military leaders have been saying for years, these continuous high deployments, you know, instead of being deployed for 6 months in a war zone and home for 12, we were deploying them for 12, 14, 15 months at a time. And they were coming home for, you know, for not enough time to sort of get their heads back in the game, and then they were being sent again. And it has been breaking, and now we're seeing evidence of it. We have mental health problems. We have problems of traumatic brain injury. We're seeing lots of traumatic brain injury, but it's not being diagnosed. It's not being diagnosed by some of the hospitals, only some of the specialty hospitals, and we're not treating it. And at the same time, we're cutting back military benefits.
Some of your reaction already on the situation in Afghanistan.
We should have never been in these wars in the first place. They're unconstitutional. Every time you turn around, all you hear is more propaganda to go into another war. I don't understand how Obama and the Pentagon basically told Congress that You know, it's not up to them if they decide war. You know, like, that's a treasonous act right there, and he could be impeached for that. And I don't understand where everybody's getting off on going overseas and trying to police other countries whenever we don't even have our finger on what's going on in our country. We can't even, you know, resolve the debt crisis. And I just think it's a little bit ridiculous that everybody always just wants to go to war or try to find a way to stay in a country. We shouldn't be occupying them. You know, we wouldn't appreciate it if China was over here in bases trying to tell us that they're doing it for our own good.
If you want to exit out easily, you can do it easily. You beg the people over there to forgive this man because he has been killing way too long, and tell him to let the people and our let our soldiers come home. Tell them to put their guns down, quit killing them, and bring them home. And if the military won't bring them home, then maybe the people will bring them home. I don't care.
To stay over there, you know, with some sense of inevitability, is just wrong. The mission that we went to Afghanistan for in the first place has been met. It's time for us to come home.
We got to get out of there. This is ridiculous. It's costing so much money, and it's not a place we need to be. You know, people are getting killed in a country that has no control over itself.
More calls on Afghanistan, 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
During the Ultimate Hoops experience at Sears, it's easy to score a great HDTV, and it's fast. Just buy online at sears.com/hoops and pick up in-store the same day. Right now, get a 55-inch 1080p TV for only $588.
Buy online, pick up today. There's really just no easier way. So fast. So fast.
TV regular price, $699.99. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 24, 2012.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Talking down, up, sideways, the conversation is still the same, at least continuing along with our focus on Afghanistan, 800-510-8255, and I guess whether we stay there or not, that's the old ruse, that's the old conversation, the soldier that faces charges. The people who knew him well say this killing shocks them. Does it shock you? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Mike in Wisconsin served in Afghanistan.
I'm a retired ranger who actually just came back from Afghanistan, and I used to do the patrol from Kabul and back once a week, and it takes that long to go through the mountains. They're 10,000 feet high. So when I hear people talking about their gas prices, I'm incensed. Your gas prices, the Mujahideen have a word called harem. It refers to their wife, it refers to their house, it refers to their property. If you're in their harem, it's forbidden. But at the same time, they can't kill you. But at the same time, while we're watching Post, in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning, they rush us with AK-47s. They're in black, they're in scarves, they're dressed just like us that are in country. You can't tell who's friend or foe. I'm not sticking up for this guy. But we got to quit persecuting our boys that we sent there to be killers anyway. Everybody knows that we are all trained killers. That's what we do. So I'm not saying he should get off scot-free, but I don't want to avoid the issue. Should we get out? Yes. Should people complain about their oil? Of course. But do we need to run the world? No. I think we need to bring our boys home.
A lot of sentiment there expressed by lots of different people, and it continues. If we all agree with this, then why are we still in Afghanistan? If this is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people, or is it a country by Exxon, by Chevron, by whoever the oil company is? Roger in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN, go ahead. You're on the air now, Roger.
Yeah, I don't like to see this talk about election talk and putting this on Obama's doorstep. You got to do the arithmetic. We've been there 10 years. Obama's been in office 3 years. So this all started with George W. Bush.
All right, well, what does that have to do with it? It started with George Bush. We know it started with George Bush. George Bush made a mess of it, but why don't we end it? What are we staying there for? At this point in time, it's 3.5 years in.
Yeah, I know, but Obama goes in there in inheriting this thing. It's just like Vietnam.
We've the American people don't want to be there. Does this guy, is he a dictator, or is he somebody who represents, do we have representative government, or do we have a dictatorship?
Well,
the fact that we're still there, we're finished with Iraq, and we shouldn't have been there. We all know that we shouldn't have been there. And now we're in Afghanistan, where we ought to have been at the beginning after September 11th. That was 11, 12 years ago. We're in Afghanistan doing nothing except putting the men and women who are in uniform at risk. Nothing will come of this. It's over. Time to get out.
Well, I agree, but what are you going to do?
You're going to bring them home just like you did in Iraq. You said, okay, at the end of the year, everybody's home. Everybody's home. Same thing over there. You're done, finished, out. It's over. It has long since been over. And what Barack Obama said during the campaign made sense because nobody really knew what was going on. They didn't know that the Taliban were long gone from Afghanistan and spread out here, there, and everywhere. So what in the name of heaven? You're not going to beat the Taliban. There is the fellow that called before who was in Afghanistan said the enemy is in street clothes. They come out at night. In this circumstance, that doesn't appear to be the case, going to homes and shooting things up.
I'm all over again. That's what
I'm telling
you.
Right, yeah, so let's get out.
I go all the way back to the Korean War.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 84. This has been going on. It's on ad infinitum.
All right, sir, thank you. Got it. 800-510-8255. The Obama administration is offering to cede some control over nighttime missions into Afghan villages in a bid to sort of calm things down with the president and the people in Afghanistan since this attack in the village last week. Night raids by special op forces have been a source of division between the president and the fellow who runs Afghanistan, our president and their president, have been a stumbling block in negotiations on the role of our country in Afghanistan after the troops pull out, supposedly in a couple of years. What are we staying there for? Get off your high horse and get out. 800-510-8255. Here's Lawrence in New York.
I believe that we should give our boy a pass because I think he has never of the playing field. For too long, our boys have died for nothing. And that is unnecessary. It shouldn't be happening. I think he deserves a pass. I think we should stay there. I think we should fight for what we want them to fight for. And we should stay there that we'll finish the mission.
Yeah, we are here, sir. That's crazy talk. The guy gets a pass because he goes out and shoots things up. It'll be difficult to figure out what is the right, but why did he do what he did? And whether he's there, the first question, the first prosecution here is why was he there in the first place? Never mind why do we keep sending people back there again. But this guy had all kinds of trouble in his jacket, in his sheet, in his resume, in his experience, in his life. So what do you send somebody back over there for if they show these signs of fracture? 800-510-8255. Joe's in Utah with thoughts.
I think it's an outrage that people are apologizing to our enemies, a country that we went over there and defended. You know, you remember Alibaba and the 40 thieves? You know, you can't trust an Arab as far as you can throw them. So, you know, we're making a big mistake thinking that you could trust any of those people. We need to establish our presence over there. We've done that. We either need to either bomb them to smithereens or get out of there and come back over here and take care of this country.
That's the stupidest thing. He can't trust an Arab as far as you can throw him. Oof. What kind of thinking is that? What kind of thinking is that? Sure, there are plenty of the Taliban you can't trust, but what, you're going to condemn everybody who's an Arab? It's just, this kind of talk is very dangerous stuff. Charlie in Georgia, go ahead, sir. You're on the air on the countdown.
we're going on these repetitive wars, and I'm a veteran. I've retired after 30 years in the war, right? I was in Vietnam, and I'm looking at these repetitive tours. I only had one tour in Vietnam. Was thinking about another, but there's no way in the world can we send these people over and over and over again to do these repetitive tours without getting the damage that we've gotten, you know. And then we keep sending people back and forth. I think the answer is we need to have the draft again. When people got skin in the game, they're not so quick to go to war in places where we know nothing about. We are not aware of the culture of the people.
Yep, there's something to be said for that. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Dorothy, who's calling in, listening to one of our stations in Texas.
Of course, I'm for the pullout, of course. And not only pullout gradually, but cold turkey out of Afghanistan. That is just necessary. First of all, we talk with Afghanistan and oil. Afghanistan and oil just doesn't seem to me has nothing to do with each other. Afghanistan and terrorism, yes. But we can handle, we know by now how we got Bin Laden, how we got a lot of other leaders from the terrorists. We know by now there's another way that we can get these people without having boots on the ground.
All right, ma'am, thank you. 800-510-8255. Dave, go ahead, please. You're live on the air on the countdown.
Hi, yeah.
Hi.
What is the process that Obama and Congress have to go through to bring the troops home?
What's the process? I think that somebody signs an executive order. I don't know what the process is. Somebody just says, okay, it's over, done, we bring the troops home. What's the big deal? Why does there have to be a big, long process? I'm not sure I know what you're asking.
I don't understand. Does Obama just say, okay, I want to bring the troops home and I want them home, let's say, by the end of May?
Yeah, why not? That's basically what they said. They wanted them all out of Iraq by the end of last year, and that's what happened. What's the big deal?
I just don't understand. Can he just give an executive order, say bring them home, and then nobody can question them? It doesn't have to go to Congress for debate and all that crap?
All that crap, the Congress is involved in budgeting usually, supposed to be involved in declaring wars. We have broken the rules so many places. Bush didn't get any real approval to do anything that he was supposed to. We don't call these wars, we call them police actions. It's a bunch of hooey. It's a sham. So the answer to your question is, it sounds like anybody can do anything they want. It's hard to explain how we've gotten to this point. I think that's a pretty good, in this circumstance, a good way of finishing off this conversation, sir. I don't have a better answer for you than that. Maybe somebody else does, and they'll call us and explain what the circumstances are at 800-510-8255. We continue with your calls on Afghanistan. I have some people that want to talk about the primaries today and where we stand in the presidential race, so we get to that as well as time allows. It's 16 before the hour.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh. Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible!
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Oh, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Most kids resent a dad who's constantly pushing them.
Let's go.
But not Rick Hoyt.
We can do this.
For years, Rick has been pushed, pulled, and carried by his dad, and he loves it.
Here they come.
That's because Rick, a wheelchair quadriplegic since birth, and his father, Dick, together have competed in over 65 marathons. So when you see Dick Hoyt pushing his son around, you're witnessing extraordinary devotion. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
It's interesting, as we continue talking about this soldier and what goes on in the army and what do we know about stress in terms of the attack on the villagers and, in general, what are we doing in Afghanistan. I'm reading one of the blogs here. This fellow named Fred says, I hear that in World War II they did 11-month tours of duty and then they rotated out. That's nothing compared to what these people are doing. Some people there 4 or 5 times. That erodes the soul. For most soldiers, it's just too much. He says, imagine coming home from Iraq and hardly being able to breathe for a couple of months, and then you're sent back. He's been there. Bales, by the way, Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, in Afghanistan 4 times, 4 tours of duty. And this was his last anticipated deployment. And this is, as you understand what this guy is all about and what we don't know, most people don't pay much attention to this, as has been pointed out by several people. This is a volunteer organization, and they do what we ask them to do, and that's why this fellow shouldn't be prosecuted. There's a lot of politics involved in this, whether you agree the president should have apologized. Well, the president does a lot of apologizing, and I'm not sure he thinks about what it is he's apologizing for in the first place. Whether it's legitimate here or not, it does seem, at least from what you hear and what you read, that this sort of thing was completely uncalled for. There was no danger with any of these people, unless, in his mind, he thought that there were, in these homes, some people who were the enemy, our enemy. He joined the army because he believed, after September 11th, it was the right thing to do. He's described as a patriot, longtime warrior. Helping civilians was the real difference between being an American as opposed to being a bad guy. So, 800-510-8255. Doug, on that backdrop, you can go ahead and on the air tell us what you're thinking.
All right, buddy. That, in Vietnam, the reason why they said the Vietnam War was so bad and that was the worst war of all wars, and World War II veterans and so on and so forth got so upset about it in Korean War because of simple reason they never ever knew who the enemy was. In the same way, when we was in Beirut, Lebanon in 1983, I rotated out, and then they blew the barracks up. And we had several guys that you never heard about that lost their mind because of some reason of all the things that was going on there.
Okay, so let's make a point because we only have about 30 seconds here, Doug.
Okay. And it really, I wanted to go on and say the last thing. It really pisses me off that everybody blames George Bush on going into Iraq. If they went back to Congress and all of our allies all for that, because there must have been other
information that was given. Doug, you're nonsense. It's nonsensical. He came up with all of these things, or people who were his allies came up with stuff. It wasn't true in order to justify going in there. So your argument doesn't work. 51 after.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, let's change the approach to our conversation here a bit. 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen with a collection of calls that are focused on the primary today in Illinois, and where those of you, if you're Republicans, where you think the race is at the moment, and if you've got other thoughts about who's still in the race and how things are going, listening to the banter, the yak on some of these talk radio programs, talk television programs, and thinking about where it's been in the past and why it is as crazy and ridiculous as it is now. Here's Patrick, who's been online in West Virginia.
I have been closely following all of the hubbub of the Republican candidates, and from this perspective of myself, it's ludicrous. They don't care about anything other than their own pockets. It's so sad. We should get rid of the two-party system and make everybody run as an independent.
Wow, what a great idea. That's a super idea. The party system is responsible for much damage in our country. You're right about that. And it's phony, false differences. There are not a dime's worth of difference between most of them. Anyway, we need a real third party or a bunch of parties. I keep making reference to what's going on in Israel. Seven parties, they make things work. 800-510-8255. Imagine the artificial animosity that gets created because of Republicans and Democrats fighting against each other. Eddie in New Jersey, what are you thinking?
I believe a broker convention is only going to hurt the Republicans further. There are two warring factions between the true conservatives and the evangelicals, and then whatever's left as far as the moderates of the Republican Party and Romney. I think most people that are supporting Romney are supporting him because they believe he's the only one that has a chance of beating Obama.
Maybe you're right on that. Gary's from North Carolina. He thinks the opposite when it comes to the convention.
I'm in favor of the open convention just simply because I think it would make the Republicans come out and put more meat on the table for what they're talking about. I'm old enough to remember some open conventions in the early 70s. And they really, I think, make everybody hear what the actual issues are instead of just, oh, I believe in this, and just the talking points. We would get to hear beyond the talking points.
Yeah, we like to have some real discussion about real issues instead of some of these phony issues. Okay, let's discuss why gasoline costs what it does. That's a very important subject matter to most people. What's the real unemployment number? Is it 8%, 9%, 15%? Where are the jobs? That kind of stuff. What are the union mentality in the public sector doing for, you know, they won't talk about that stuff because they don't lose any votes. Thomas in Arizona, and what, you still like Newt Gingrich?
I think that Romney's going to win it because even though I think Gingrich probably would make the better president, I think because of the optics, Romney is the better candidate. And I just hope anybody wins except for Obama because he's such a fake and a liar. And the Democrats are so naive and uninformed.
Well, I think that's a general statement. Hard to make that stick. Some maybe are and some aren't. Again, the reason for blowing up the party system is because it focuses too much on nuance and difference that doesn't really make any difference to the American people. Helen in Georgia, go ahead, ma'am.
I think this campaign has been one of the most ridiculous ones that I've ever seen in my lifetime, and I'm nearly 75 years old. I think that if the Republican Party and the Republican candidates would say what they are going to do about the situation instead of pointing fingers at the president, whom I think has done a marvelous job in spite of all the things that he inherited. I never saw anybody make all this noise when the former president was in office, who created all these problems. I think it's about time that somebody stepped up to the plate and told the truth, and the Republican Party is not doing that. And I think everybody who's running should be out of the race, and more people, if there are any in the Republican Party who could be less disingenuous, should run.
Really? You think all Democrats are perfect and all Republicans are bad? That's the back to the party system, which is the problem. And that's kind of the sad reality of people are not understanding really well because we don't teach civics well in schools any longer. Okay, so there's a wrap on lots of great conversation in this hour of the Talk Radio Council.